This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1114. Do IELTS sample essays help your score?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
The answers to today's IELTS writing questions could make the difference for whether you can score 7 or higher on test day. Listen in for advice that is directly related to the scoring system. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Aubrey, what does it mean when somebody slides into your DMs? How do we use that? I just jumped right in hot today.
You did. I love it. Right? So you guys may have heard this expression. It just means someone sends you a DM. But I feel like
slides. What is DM though?
Oh, it's a direct message. So awesome. On Instagram, you're able to send messages directly to people, and on Clubhouse, on lots of apps, you can message someone directly. And the slides into the DMs, it does imply a little bit, like in order to meet someone, to maybe like make a connection a little, you know. I don't think of our students as sliding into our DMs.
So yeah, that's what I was going to point out, guys. You might hear this phrase in pop culture. And I just want to tell you before we get into these writing questions that we were asked on Instagram, I just want to point out, guys, that this phrase is not appropriate for IELTS because it does have a connotation of like a romantic or yes. An intimate nature. So I could just see, because this is such popular slang, I could totally see a student trying to use this on test day and it being completely inappropriate.
Yeah, you can't say I slid into the All Ears English DMs. Nope. That's not what's happening there.
Nope. No, thank you.
To ask a question about IELTS. Nope.
All right. So we have had some very great writing questions, though, in our DMs on Instagram. Aubrey has been scrolling through those lately. And so we have some really awesome writing advice for you today. And remember, all of our advice for IELTS writing comes directly from the scoring system, right? In case you're a new listener, I was an IELTS examiner for 14 years. So everything we're telling you guys is directly connected to what the examiner needs to see, right? Nothing more, nothing less. This is our priority, is to get you a 7 or higher on IELTS for writing and everything else. But today we're talking about writing. So Aubrey, let's dive into this question.
Okay, so the first one is from Miriam. Yes, she sent us a DM over Instagram. She said, can you help me understand how exactly the writing section in the IELTS exam is corrected? So I immediately sent her some links from our blogs because Jessica has done some amazing write-ups called IELTS Writing Scores Revealed. And there's a separate one for each section of the scorings, of the scoring system. So one is called Task Achievement / Response, where it goes, it's a deep dive into what exactly is the examiner looking for the task response, task achievement scores. And definitely come back to this blog, you guys. This is episode 1114, because I'm going to post the link for each of those so you have them all in one place. They are like gold. They're so awesome. Good.
Yeah, students, we have so many free resources for you besides this podcast. We have our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. There are specific YouTube videos on there every week that are only on YouTube. And then also allearsenglish.com/IELTS. We have blog articles on there besides the podcast, besides YouTube articles. So definitely check that out, guys. I mean, long story short, the insider advice really is more important for cohesion, coherence, and task achievement, task response. Those are the two scoring categories that are the toughest for students to figure out. You know what correct and incorrect grammar is. You know what complicated sentence structures are. You know what amazing vocabulary can be, right? But those other two categories, that's the toughest. And we're not going to dive in there today because there is way too much to talk about. So definitely, guys, just check out the blog article for this episode. This is 1114, and we're going to link to those other resources. Okay, so let's get into the second question.
Yes. Okay, so this is Danya, beautiful name. And she posted asking about her test day experience. She was telling us that the essay question that she had was very similar to a sample essay she had read online. Mm. And so she was having a hard time thinking of other examples because the ones she read in the sample essay online were so good. So she used those. And she was writing us asking, will this possibly lower my score? Will this hurt my score to have used these examples that I saw online? It is a really good question.
So, I mean, it doesn't have to. It seems like such a simple question, but there's a lot that goes into this because here's the first thing it makes me think of. I was talking to an examiner friend of mine. He is a full-time examiner. He works at British Council in Taiwan. And he was saying that he has seen this be a problem where students read just pretty much their whole preparation is reading sample IELTS essays. And then when they get to test day, they see a question and they think, I know this. I've seen this question before. I know exactly how to write about this. But the problem is that they don't read the question carefully enough. And they think it's asking about something else when actually there's like one or two words that are different than the sample one they saw. And so they end up writing about
everything. Yes.
The wrong question, right? So like, you know, when I'm talking to students that get such great writing scores, consistently their advice is pay attention to the question. Focus on the question, right? I remember Leticia a few years ago. That was her number one piece of advice. Don't worry about what type of essay you're writing, argument, opinion, blah, blah, blah. Focus on the question, answer the question, right? So that's sort of the dangerous side of this, right? Is that if you do prepare in this way and you're reading all these sample answers to the point where you actually remember a bunch of them, because maybe you'd like not memorized it word for word, but read it too many times, it might end up not fitting the question you get on test day.
Yeah, that's so true. And IELTS is not going to use the exact same question word for word of those you find online.
Totally.
They're new. Yep. It's new. It's different every time. It may be very similar, like you said, but it's going to be just enough different. If you write that exact same essay, it's going to be off the mark, off topic.
And also, if you're using ideas that aren't yours, like examples and stuff, you may not be writing about it in the right way, right? It's like if you're trying to answer a speaking question with an example you heard on our YouTube channel, and maybe you start talking about Carson City, Nevada, because you saw my hometown answer, that's not going to suit you. Like, it's not going to make sense because you didn't grow up in Carson City, Nevada. So like the same thing can happen on writing, you know, if you're using someone else's ideas, it might not make sense in your voice. You know what I mean? Like you might have not understood it completely and you're not going to write about it correctly.
Yeah. That being said, I do see sample essays where the examples, especially like an example that's used, could potentially work for multiple topics, right?
For sure.
And so I could see that potentially working. And also, guys, keep in mind, yes, examiners do read a lot of these. They are seeing a million essays, but they're not thinking, ooh, I saw this example in an essay earlier today or online, so your score goes down. No, right? They're looking at your essay sort of in a vacuum. Did you have solid ideas that responded to this task, and were they well supported? That's what matters for your score.
Yeah, completely. And I mean, this is probably what the student was getting at, right? Like, is this going to hurt my score because I memorized something? Because students are always worried about that, right? And the answer, like Aubrey said, is no. it's not going to hurt your score in that way. Like, if this is a global example that is really strong, maybe it's something from a newspaper or from, you know, the world at large, and it just perfectly supports your reason, then yeah, like use it. That's great, right? If you totally understand it, you're writing about it using great vocab and grammar, then go for it. Because that's the thing, like Aubrey said, examiners, I never went online and like searched for ideas. I never went online and read sample answers. Why would I? Like, no. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. No, you don't have time for that. It's not used for scoring. It makes no difference. No, that's not happening. Yeah.
Totally. So I guess, like, long story short here, it does help to read sample answers so you know what kind of examples to give, what kind of structure you should be using. What are my options for examples and details, right? Like, that's really where it helps. Hopefully, you're using this to spur your own ideas. But at the end of the day, if, you know, you remember a great example and it works for your current question, sure, it's not going to hurt your score, right? So as long as you know what you're talking about, that's the most important thing, guys.
Yes, and that is really the key. Really make sure you understand the topic. This, I feel like this kills scores more than anything else I see, is students not quite understanding the topic.
Exactly.
And not directly answering the question. That is vital. That's your first step, to read it carefully, underline the keywords, make sure you understand what you're being asked.
And that is a small step a lot of students skip when they feel like they've practiced a lot, they're really good at this. They skip this step of underlining keywords in the question, and then they get a little too confident, or maybe the opposite. They're nervous and they want to just start writing their essay too quickly. Guys, if you have to underline keywords and take a moment and understand what it's asking. Yeah, you have to do that if you're going to get a 7 or higher for task, right? Because you have to directly... Every idea has to directly connect to that question, guys, or else you're off topic, right? So, yes. All right. Long story short, again, I'm saying it again. I'm summarizing it in a nutshell again. Focus on the question. Totally. All right, Aubrey. Thanks for bringing these DM questions today.
Yes. I want to remind you guys, if you are curious what score you could get, don't forget, we have a free quiz for you, allearsenglish.com/myscore. So check it out. Now, episode's over. Go check it out. It's a good time.
This is like one of those movies that you think should end 5 times. Okay, no, we're really ending it now, guys.
Scenes after the credits.
Yes, I love it. Stingers, that's what those are called. Okay. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.